when she's spoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, and I am once again joined by Sabaya Broderick of Survivor.
Hey, girl.
Hey. We're here to talk about Survivor 47, episode 3, but first... Mm-hmm. We had 2 episodes before this, Sabaya. What were your thoughts of this
cast?
Oh,
my gosh, girl. I love this cast. They have proven to be very entertaining. We have Gata. I mean, they have a lot of characters. Andy had his fiasco that happened episode 2.
Andy, our chaotic bisexual.
Yeah, he had a lot going on. You know, in the words of TYA or Tiana, as y'all call her, shh. We had that little moment.
Yeah.
It was a lot. So, I was actually, talking with Derek and Tiffany on their show about episode 1, not episode 2. And that was just so baffling. But when he did that, I already knew. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. So, some other characters, Rome. Rome is such a character.
You sure is.
Just like, I don't know, like him and Asia, of course, we know, Asia had her exit this episode. It's even hard for my brain to even say those words.
I know.
So sad. Long live the queen. But yeah, Rome really was kind of just having all of these spurts of luck. You know, he's been a very lucky player. And I always say, like, the survivor is like, you have to have skill, but you have to be just as lucky.
Yeah.
Like, I am one of those people from my survivor time. I was very skilled, but very unlucky. So my idol, whack, the position that I had in my tribe, good, but bad. And for me, and not having fire, not winning challenges. So it's just kind of like, you can't do it alone, and the team that you have, sometimes it works for you and for your personality, and sometimes it don't. So it's been cool to see how those dynamics have played out. I don't know, like, what do you think about it?
I also think a lot of it is luck. A lot of it, how I talked about it with Asia in our interview, I was like, I think we're seeing a trend of big threats going out first. I mean, John Leavitt going out over Andy. We're going to keep up our chaos here because that's like distracting. And maybe you think, oh, Andy will probably keep fewer cards to his chest. So it makes sense. I'm going to take out John. And it seemed like everyone knew who John was. That was a big question to me of like, does anyone know? And will that affect the game? Their jaws were dropped that he was the first boot. So I'm like, I'm going to assume somebody knew.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly feel like not only him being him, but also his avatar. He's the older male in the tribe. Everybody's significantly younger. And with Andy having that moment, sometimes you can, we call it in the Marine Corps, we call it a bomb. It's like you go off and you affect the people to the left and the right of you. And John was the person to his left. You know what I'm saying? Like he had threw him under the bus and maybe nobody was thinking John until Andy said it. We don't even know, So it's just one of those things. Like I hate it for him. He had a lot of potential. But for me, like the people that play more under the radar are the people that usually make it further, in the game, in the new era. So somebody like me who was seen as a big threat, somebody like Emily was able to use, Caleb to get further in the game. I see this happening for Andy, even though he had a really chaotic episode, like how Emily did. I see him pivoting, and I guarantee Andy, I'm calling it right now, he's gonna be like merge at least.
Yeah,
At least.
Andy's so much calmer now. He has a blowout.
Yeah.
His hair's laid to the side. I'm like,
He's so cute. He's
Andy.
adorable. The hair flips and everything. Like, I just love it. And his personality, he's so sweet. Like, I can tell, like, in real, I can't wait to meet him in real
Yeah.
life. I know that we're gonna vibe. But he had that moment, and he's been, I mean, even this past episode in the challenge, he had kind of like a rough go with the balance beam. Thankfully, they didn't lose. So I feel like if they had lost, he could have been on the block this time for Gata. Yeah.
Yeah, for
But
sure. But over at Gata, there's things happening. So with this group, it looks like Sam and Anika are not getting along.
They not.
I have a theory that these big guys, like Sam, the worst thing about having them, yes, they're great in comps, but the calories they need to keep going, and then the testosterone just starts to rise. Him going at it with that machete, because Anika just wants, it's like, calm down, please.
Yeah, I mean, I feel for him. And I feel for Anika or
Yes.
Annika, right? Because Annika, she's just trying to survive. She's just trying to give her opinion. And she's very opinionated, which there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a very
Right.
opinionated person too. But when you're out here and you haven't eaten, telling people what to do when they're hungry is not an easy task. I mean, even with my job right now, like, you're always in charge of people. There's a lot of different personalities to wrangle in. And if the circumstances or the conditions are bad, like let's say we have a working party where we're outside and it's hot, or the shop, the AC is broken or something and it's hot, like, and it's an hour or 30 minutes from now to chow time, the Marines, they're not paying attention to you. They don't care that, like, they're hungry and they're hot and they're not listening to you. And you can't necessarily take it personal. So I think that Annika, she kind of is taking Sam being irritable a little personal, and Sam is taking Annika being a little bossy personal, when that just might be how she is when she's hangry, you know? So it's a lot of projecting going on. And I'm here for it because the drama, like, I'm just kind of eating it up like Andy was. I'm like, ooh, I see that, you know, but hopefully they can get it together, because if Andy, not if Andy, but if Sam and Annika pair up, I feel like they could be a really, really insane duo.
And that's why it's
But
not gonna
them being and
happen.
right, them being enemies this early, it's like, man, like, what's going on?
Right. So I think Andy's very smart. He's taking advantage of this friction. He's like, there's multiple duos. I'm gonna go with Sam and I'm gonna go with Sierra. Do you think he picked the right duo?
I think so.
Okay.
Andy is, he's starting to play the game, which
Yes.
he had a little bit of hiccups, and he had a little bit of, I don't know if it was just first day of school nerves or what, you know, but those are gone. And Andy has started to put his thinking cap on a little bit more. I loved what he did with Sierra, offering his shot in the dark when they
Yeah.
were, you know, on the path or whatever, trying to solidify the relationship with Sam's number one. You know, be a backdoor just in case, you know, things don't go as well for Sam. You know, Sierra and Annika are also really close. So if there's even a slight chance that they want to go together as a couple and maybe leave Sam in the dust, because the comment about them dating, you could tell Sierra wasn't a big fan of that. Or at least she was trying not to be. She was like, girl, he's 23. I'm 27. That took me out. She's like, in what world? You know? And that was so funny. And Sam is actually married now, which is great. But he was shutting it down too. He's like, oh no. So when there's a big spotlight put on you, usually people scatter. So Andy's like, well, you can come on to my corner, cockroach. Scatter on over here. You know, like, I'm open for business. So him recognizing that and acting on it, amazing. I
Yes,
love it. I love that.
He just needed to figure out where his place is. And he's
Right.
like kind of the ratty, squirmy, like middle man. And you know what? That's a good place to be.
Yeah, it's a great place to be for Survivor. That's the only time being lukewarm, like being right in the middle, actually pays off in your favor. And you know somebody else that's kind of like that? Teenie on the other tribe. What is it? Labo. Teenie is working that middle, baby. She is teaching a class on how to be in the middle. I
Look,
love it. I love it. She's eating.
she has, first of all, I love Teenie. Maybe I'm a sucker for queer people. I'm sorry.
Yes,
But
me
like,
too. Me
well,
too.
also, Teenie has the name Teenie. I mean, are you going to vote out Teenie over TK? Like, no. And
No.
then on top of that, Teenie is just like so adorable, and you just want to
She
trust
is.
them.
She is. And her or their eyes, you know,
Are
is
huge. It's just
just
like,
doughy and just it just gets me every time. I'm like, oh, I could never lie to them
yes.
ever. And I really, really have just loved watching Teenie's placement, her or damn, I
I
keep
think
doing
it's
that. I'm
all
so sorry.
pronouns, to
Is
be
it
fair.
fine? Okay, I don't know, but I don't want to be wrong because I was, you know, I don't want to be wrong.
I would use they, them just in case, but I'm pretty sure it's any. I think I read an article and it was
Yeah.
saying how Jeff Probst has been using all pronouns for them.
Okay, cool. Well, her is natural for me just because she is baddie. So I'm gonna do that. But Teenie, if you're watching, just know I love you down and please correct me in pub in person and I will switch it up. But yeah. So basically, like her and Kishan, they are an amazing duo. I love the fact that she even picked him to go, you know, into the game because having somebody like Kishan, he's gonna fade into the background. She might be a little bit more prominent because of, you know, physical challenges or know-how and stuff like that. But her having somebody that she can come back and scheme with to the side, great, amazing. You know, so, and he trusts her and he's going with her and they're voting together. That's a big, big thing. They even tried to save our girl, Aisha.
I know.
That was so rough to watch. Yeah.
I think Sean was a huge part of this. It felt like, I don't know, the vibe I'm getting from what happened here is that Teenie and Keyshawn, they're a couple. They're an
Yes.
open couple and they're looking for their third. And Teenie's like, Asia obviously has
Yes.
everything that we're looking for, where
Yes.
Keyshawn's like, I want Asia, but does Asia want me?
Right.
And Asia said, you know, we were having casual conversation, but it never got to the game level. And then Teenie saying, well, you need to get him on board. And so like that last day was just trying to work him. But it's like, no matter what, Teenie's the one who already knew who Asia was,
Right.
got Asia on the first day. It was always
Right.
going to be Teenie would be like the primary in their
Right.
thruple, and they're
Definitely.
very
I'm
uncomfortable.
loving this analogy.
That's
Love
what
it.
it feels like.
Because I agree. And it's like, do you want to go with Rome? Kind of toxic. We don't want to, but a lot to offer. Maybe, you know, in the thruple world, Rome has like a really good job. Who gives him a lot of benefits. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, well, if we attach ourselves in, maybe our life might be a little bit easier going forward,
We
but
don't have to
still
rent a house in the
toxic.
Fire Island. Rome has the
Right.
house.
Rome, he already has one. Exactly. Because boom, idol, boom, advantage. And these are things that it's like they wanted to tell Asia. I'm not sure if that happened. I know they didn't show them telling Asia about the steal a vote. Told him about the idol, or told her about the idol, but didn't tell her about the steal a vote, which I feel like if they would have told her about the steal a vote, she wouldn't have been pushing for Genevieve so hard. It seemed like because they were like just saying, oh, he has an idol, you know, let's just go with Saul. That wasn't enough to sell Asia. And the problem with that is, if anybody is trying to sell you something, in Survivor, when you're about to go to tribal, you are in a rough spot. Because the really the only answer that is the correct answer, and I've learned this the hard way too, is whatever y'all want to do. If two people are coming to you and you are just one, it's whatever y'all want to do. You know, they didn't even show her and Saul talking really that night. So that was interesting too. I didn't even see them check in with each other. It was like
They
they were, but
absolutely did. I
yeah, but
totally that
you
they
didn't
did.
see it.
I
You didn't see it.
know.
And the votes, like the way that the votes ended up being, it was like one on Saul, one on Genevieve. It was just not, didn't look uniform. Like, why wouldn't they
No.
vote together if they knew that
'Cause
Asia
they're
was
barely
potentially getting
together.
votes? Right. Oh, girl. But it's like, if you, the enemy of my enemy, you know what I'm saying? Or even the friend, you know, like if we're like acquaintances, something that would make me best friends is if we have a common enemy, you know? So I don't know. I wish I would have saw more of that. Like, okay, well, what was the plan with Saul and Asia? Did they talk about it? Did they run it through? Like, were they trying to split the votes? Were they trying to, you know, I don't know. It was just so weird. Did you feel like that? Like when they were reading everything off, I'm like, what happened?
Was just like, oh my God, is Asia gonna go or not? I can't even.
Oh,
The
I was
voting.
hoping it was Saul. So,
The
and I saw,
actual,
sorry, but I didn't want my girl to go. I
that's
didn't.
fair. I think he would
Yeah.
understand. He didn't want her to go.
Right. No, it
You
was
know?
just one of those things. Like, it's like if they come to you and they're like, hey, it's you or someone else, you need to channel your inner Sandra and be like, as long as it's not me.
I
You
know.
know, like whatever y'all want to do. And I just feel like instead she did the noble thing, which was trying to save her friend, which love her down for that. But I do believe it costed her ultimately her game, like her whole game.
Well,
So
to be fair, it's not just her friend, because how she's explained it, was all duos. Like Genevieve and Rome are a duo. They just haven't been showing that.
That's what I'm
So,
saying. How? I don't think that.
but they are apparently, like, everything that
Yeah.
Rome was doing, Genevieve was for. And once I read that Asia said that, I started rewatching. I was like, Genevieve is always there. Like, Rome's talking
Yeah.
about the fishing with her. He's venting, picking up the pail. He's like, if someone else was catching fish for me, I would
Yeah.
have had this fire started. She literally is his other person, but we would not know that. She's just like a
No, 'cause like
background character.
exactly, which good on her because that's a very hard thing to do on Survivor, to be like relevantly irrelevant, which is a great place in the beginning. You don't want too many people to have your name, like you don't. But at the same time, I feel like she's kind of getting lumped with Rome because everybody else is so obviously annoyed and she's just kind of more passive about it. She's like, okay, you want to talk to me? I'll let you talk. You want to tell me that you have an idol? I'll let you tell me. You want to tell me that you got an advantage? You know, so I don't even know. Well, I more to follow, of course, but I feel like Genevieve has just let him rock, and so
You
she's
have
being
to.
seen as being his alliance. But I don't know if Survivor would negate an alliance conversation edit-wise. We would have, it would, they would have been at the water well, kikiing. You know, like
See?
they're not gonna skip it. You know, like even though like even on our season, I think some of the people that didn't have a lot of confessionals early, like Julie, Jay, you know, it was like lower numbers, but you still saw her, Julie and D talk. You know what I'm saying? Like
But I,
solidifying the read before.
right, I wonder if they're a duo that's not even really scheming like that. You know, because I hear what you're saying. Maybe it is more friendship, but they just know if something went down. Because Rome's always like focused on different things. He's like, I got a
He out and
family and
about.
stuff. He's not doing a lot of gaming where they're like literally in the ocean, and Asia's like, well, he's gonna say we're lazy, but like this is the game, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. He's doing a lot of gaming in the old school survival way. But he also is looking for idols. And he's also gone on a journey and he's also hunting fish.
The way they
So
needed to cheat that man
oh my
out.
God, how did that happen?
Get some
What did
sticks.
they do? Rock, paper, scissors or something?
I think so, but you need to get some sticks. Obviously, find the short one.
Exactly.
Figure it
And
out.
like Lauren with the rock,
Yes.
how she stacked it, girl, definitely,
Like, there's
definitely.
ways. There's ways. But let's talk about
Yeah.
our other tribes as well. This is
Right.
Tuku. We lost
Too cool.
Tipe.
Yeah, that was
So
intense.
it was intense.
Yeah, but I loved every bit of it. Come on, Mama Sue, eat. Loved
Yeah,
it.
she was
And
like,
I when
these
they
young
came
ones.
Right, when they came back to camp and they were respectful to Kyle, loved that gameplay. You know, have your celebration in private. Loved that because, you know, he just wrote your name down, but you might need him later.
Exactly.
Now, her not necessarily wanting to entertain his information from Gabe, that was a little bit interesting. I agree with her not, you know, forgetting that, hey, like not even 24 hours ago, you was putting my name on the parchment. But he was basically giving them some pretty hot tea. You know, Gabe misspoke, thought Kyle was gonna be ride or die with him. Was not the case. But yeah, what do you think about him even going to Kyle that early, after leaving him out of the TK vote? I was confused about that. Gabe
Gabe is
seemed
a
like
little
he getting a
messy.
little bit, yeah, his
He's a
ego
little
was getting a little too
messy.
high. Yeah.
We'll see about that. I like he got dumped from his first alliance.
Not wrong. Yeah.
Replaced. That was a throuple too. They kicked
I
him
agree.
out.
Yeah, no, for sure. But Gabe is smart though. And
Yes.
Gabe, you know, he's already found an idol once. I didn't in the beginning when he was like, "Oh, I don't know what's going on with this thing up here. I'm just gonna try to," and then it ended up being, and TK walked up on him. I was like, that was the worst playoff in the history of ever.
Yeah.
But he ends up finding it. Okay, cool. Has to play it, plays it for himself, which I felt was a little bit weird. I thought that because he knew that Sue was going to get votes, he would have played it for her just to solidify that he's got her and Caroline.
Apparently they watched the Q season because we even get a call out to Q
Yeah.
in this episode. So Gabe was like, "It's not gonna be me."
I agree, but he, you know, like, I feel like the art of the idol, because there have been so many debacles and fumbles, you know, me being one of them. I went home with an idol in my pocket too. It does not feel good. But there's something to be said about playing an idol correctly. Like, I feel like there's only been a couple of times this era where it's happened, and that could have been a notch on his belt. You know, he knows that Sue is MTK, the only two people getting votes, you know. So let me just build my resume in this moment and put the idol on Sue instead of having the self-preservation mode. I feel like he would have been more respected, and I feel like he would have gained Sue's trust completely.
He
Like,
might have heightened his target, though. That's the only thing I can think of.
you're right. You're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
But is he really in any danger?
Who knows? I just
Gabe?
need Tiana to stay in this for me, please.
I love Tiana. Tiana, we need your workout routine, sis. The body is tea.
I mean, I would not be nat I would not be surprised if it was all natural. Like,
It is. It is.
no, I mean like she's just naturally
Oh, like she don't do anything
young.
crazy. Well, you know,
Yeah.
I think that she played like D1 volleyball or something like that. Yeah,
Oh,
she's an athlete for
wow.
sure. But
Okay.
she was the alternate for our season.
Yes,
So,
that's right.
that's like I've been following her for a little bit, and I'm pretty sure she played sports in college or something.
That's
But yeah,
amazing.
she's eating that beach up, definitely. Runway for sure. But
Yeah.
yeah, her she had a big, you know, moment in episode two. Ultimately was the reason that TK went home. I like that. I feel like she should still keep playing the middle. She's in a Tiana to me is in next to Sue probably after that move is in like the second best spot on the tribe.
We'll see, because the women seemed a little scared of her. They were like, "Oh, but she's with the men." And I'm like, "No, let's not do this. Let's
Yeah,
not do
she's
this to
just got the bro.
her."
She's got the bro gene. She can be either one
Yeah.
because she does, you know, the sports thing or whatever. She's obviously stronger. We're about the same height. So, you know, you give, like, men are going to come to you because they know, like, okay, like, you look like a sporty, like, we could talk to you. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, the smaller, more like petite woman, they're kind of just like, like, we might, you know, you look like you're going to be gone first, basically, which is awful, but Darwinism out there is very, very at an all-time high. So, but I think that with her voting for TK, it solidified her with the women. Like, okay, if we tell Tiana what's going on, she's going to hear us out. And there's a good chance that she's already proven she will vote with us if it makes sense for her game. So I liked that a lot. I
Yeah,
liked that a lot.
me too. We got a journey this episode.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Rome.
Sue being respectful to Kyle about TK going home, Rome jumped and cheered in this man's face.
That initial encounter, like, Rome deserves an Oscar for this entire situation. Like, he well, one, the, like you said, the TK comment with him, like, oh, I'm so relieved, I'm so thankful, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh man, the personality points or whatever. But
Okay,
then
got it.
him throwing Asia and Saul under the bus and making it seem like he's on the bottom and nobody likes him and da 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 da, and Asia and Saul are running everything, and that was honestly, to me, genius. I'm like, what a smart idea, especially if you know potentially Asia or Saul are going home tonight. Now it's gonna
But then
look
that
like,
proves he lied.
no, it actually does the opposite in Survivor to me. The people on the bottom usually rally up, you know, so he can define that narrative later. Like, okay, maybe there was a blind side. You know, everybody always thinks maybe there was a blind side. Maybe somebody made a mistake before they think that the little guy actually was the one that was doing it. You know, so I think that he was kind of puppeteering the
For
strings a little
sure.
bit, which I love. I love to hate Rome, honestly. I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, I've been saying that. I'm like, his game, everything that he's doing is great, but his personality is such a hard swallow. I'm working on it. Maybe a couple more episodes, I'll be Team Rome all the way. But right now, I love his mind, but I'm not a big fan of his personality. I'm not gonna lie.
We'll see if this goes anywhere. Beyond that, they were just gossiping. They were like, "Ooh, are those two dating? It's a no. They're engaged." That's
What a weird
so
question to
funny.
have at a journey. Like, you don't got nothing else to ask the other team
They
besides
sure
the
don't. They just wanted tea. And like, what were they even going off of with that question? I feel like they were like, oh, you know the casting producers? They absolutely put those two hot white people together so they could get together.
I don't know. And like, of course, like, we had Dee and Austin, you know, on Reba. And they had their little romance, like, for a little minute. So maybe, you know, they saw a little bit of the similarities between, like, small, petite, fit girl, you know, big, brawly guy, same tribe. I don't know. But
Oh
it wasn't given that to me. And I mean, I'm not straight, you know, so
no.
maybe I just can't read the room well, but it wasn't given. It wasn't given like he was doing anything, you know? So, and as we know, Sam is married, so.
Sam is married.
Yeah,
Sam is
he's.
Did we talk about all everyone? I think we pretty much got through it
We
all.
didn't talk about Rachel. She was trying to put
No.
rice in her pocket.
She is a queen for that. A
She's
whole queen.
iconic for that. And literally, she will be an icon forever. I wish they would have let her take it and gave her like a game changer rule, because they didn't say that she couldn't. It's kind of like Claire with the sit out bench. You know, like, if it's not part of the rules, then why couldn't she take that rice, Jeff? Come on now.
Exactly. I wrote a whole article about her and that
Really?
rice. I was like, if they steal it, you guys are already giving up everything for
Exactly.
this
And
show.
you gonna use rice in the challenge? Man, shit. You
Exactly. That's
got
on you. That's on
on you.
you.
Exactly. That's on you.
You wanted to
Honestly.
play in their faces, and they were like, all
Right.
right, I'm gonna eat the rich then, Jeff.
Exactly. Listen, and I love Rachel for it. Honestly,
Yes.
Rachel, that was a great moment for Survivor in general, because now they know they can't play with us because we're gonna put it in our pocket. And I'm glad that they know.
Yes.
Because if I'm ever on the beach again, put some rice in the challenge. See what
Yep.
happens. And I'm not gonna say nothing at all. Y'all gonna have to catch me like how y'all caught Rachel.
And she had pockets. I know she got a little something back. I don't think she dumped all of it.
Right, that would have been funny, like a little like an
And
outtake, and she
Pierre
boiling
was,
like
yeah,
three
oh
grains of rice.
the
They probably took
best
her shorts
tasting
and
rice
emptied them out.
ever. Right. Yes, Rachel's forever icon. I hope she goes far, and then I hope she gets the Survivor 50 call.
Yes, me too. 'Cause she's fun to watch. Rachel, I don't feel like I feel like she's in a great spot too. Her, Teenie, and Tiana. To me, right now, they're playing great games. They're having great confessionals. They are entertaining, you know, to watch. I'm really liking those three women. They're very, very strong. I love it. And it's nothing against the men, but you know, I always, to me, I gravitate towards the stronger women in the tribe, whether that's strong strategically or physically or whatever you bring to the table. I am a fan. I'm straight up fan of them.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I hope we get a little bit more Rachel. I know Andy really trusted Rachel in the beginning. I don't think there's any reason that he fell out with her. So it'd be very interesting if the majority is then Sierra, Sam, Andy, Rachel for the next
Yeah,
group.
like Andy had a weird fixation with Rachel in the beginning.
Yeah.
And he kind of almost tried to blow her game up. So I don't know if Rachel would want to play with Andy, because unless he, because that was, I believe that was the beginning of his meltdown that he ended up having after the challenge.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We didn't get any, like, outside of them clapping for his coconut the next episode, which was so funny.
You better clap. That's just good social notice, okay? You better clap every time someone's opening a coconut on your tribe.
Listen, listen, I that was so funny.
Was
Oh
funny,
my God, like
but it was a
y'all clapping for
read.
John, y'all not clapping for me. What's going on? And he wanted to know. He needed answers. So I look, I adore it,
It
but
was a sign, wasn't it?
right, but I feel like Rachel, he was trying to, he pulled her to the side because he
Yeah.
wasn't feeling comfortable or something like that. And she looking like, you making the block so hot right now, like what's going on? Like if you having a situation, we can talk about it during the day when it's not weird for us going to the beach at night together.
Same thing that Rome did with Teenie.
Yes, 100%. It's
There's some
like,
weird
be
energy this
cool.
season. Weird
Yeah.
energy, and like the
Very.
energy staying.
Yeah. It's gonna be so interesting to watch this group. Like
Yeah.
we have a very, even though the cast, it does, nobody's like really super hyper blue collar, you know what I'm saying? Everybody seems to be around the same age a little bit, you know, get one or
True.
onesie twosies. But just the backgrounds of these folks, it is very diverse. It doesn't look, or they don't have similar personalities really at all. Like it's very, they did a good job, I feel like, casting this group.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. The teaser for next week shows Tuku going back to camp, and there's supposedly blood everywhere, and they're calling out
Yeah.
for Sue. Sue found something. That's what I think.
Yeah, like the speculation is don't get caught red-handed doing something, you know,
Yeah.
or like maybe something exploded or like some type of dye or something like that. I don't know, but it definitely was too light to be blood for
It was
sure.
too, like, you are not tricking women what
Yeah.
blood looks like.
That part, that part, that all the way. And like for me, like when I was building the shelter or whatever, I sliced my hand open. This didn't make the edit, but I sliced my hand open on some bamboo, because bamboo, if you ever chopped it, it's very sharp. So the
Oh.
splinters are very like razory if you do it incorrectly, which I was a lot. And I had to go out into the ocean and just let my hand like bleed off into the ocean. So I've seen, not only do I know what blood looks like in general, but I've seen blood in a mass on not the floor like that, but like on like the bamboo that I was chopping and the leaves and stuff like that. So like it didn't look like that. It would be a lot darker. So yeah, the girl, that was terrifying. Even in that block challenge, like the challenge that I had before I went home, my hands are like wrapped up, and that was the hardest part about moving those blocks, was
Dang.
I was reopening, you know, my wounds
Oh.
basically. Girl, it was so sad. That's why I'm crying at the end. It's like I'm crying because I know we're going to a tribal council, but I'm also crying because I'm in so much pain, girl. I was like, oh my God, this sucks. Like I was trying to give it my all, but oof. So yeah, we're gonna see. I'm glad that Sue does potentially have a advantage though.
Yeah,
Like
that's
I
interesting.
love that. I love that. Because she is a strategic player. She's shown that she has the ability to, I mean, people aren't really giving her this credit, but she has Caroline as a number. They're a duo, you know, and she has already swayed a vote going against TK, which, you know, they showed her jumping up and down. Clearly she believes that that is her move, even though it was Tiana's decision. She planted those seeds and it worked. So yeah, I feel like Mama Sue ain't gonna end up going kind of deep as well. You know, she's showing a lot of little, you know, hey, I'm here to play, even though I might be older than everybody else, and that she, that's been her mantra, you know. So we'll see. But yeah, she, go ahead, Miss Sue. Go ahead.
I can see these other women working with her for sure.
Definitely, especially Teeny. That would be a great duo if they both make it to the merge. I feel like younger, athletic, you know, strategic mind meets older, athletic, strategic mind. That's a good pair.
Ooh, yeah, it would be. It would be. What is our beautiful black moment?
Beautiful black mom. I'm searching. I'm trying to find it. 'Cause we don't really have too many of us left.
I liked Asia's very subtle shout out to the Spice Girls, aka her dogs.
Yes, I liked that too. I liked also the, and this is like a Rome compliment, but I like that he is winning. Like I like that he is, even though he's very cocky, you know, very over the top, it's good to see a black man out here on the beach really crushing it. You know, like at the end of the day, I'm rooting for everybody black. And that includes Rome, whether he, you know, annoys me or not a little bit. So him, you know, getting the 1 in 3 chance of getting the idol, or the steal a vote rather, amazing. Him being able to catch fish for his tribe. Even though he had a bone hit Asia, I was not a fan of that.
No, that was disgusting.
That was so
Shame on
when
you.
they
And they
show
should have, like,
him
my bad. Nah, get out of
ravishing
here.
and just eating so savagely, and then that happened. I was just like, oh Lord, Rome, how you gonna live
Bro.
this down? But either
Nah.
way, he's on the up and up, and I hope, you know, now that Asia is gone, I want him to definitely be able to stick it out, you know, for us POCs or whatever. But yeah, so yeah, that would be my beautiful, not so beautiful black moment. but chaotic bye. I'm kind of
Well,
like,
Andy's bi, so
okay.
I might give it to him more than usual.
Yeah.
And I liked that when he was convincing Sierra
Yes.
basically to trust him, he was like, "You can have my shot in the dark. I'm gonna vote with
Yeah.
you." And at first, Sierra was so used to shutting Andy down that she was like,
Right.
"No, what?"
Right.
And
But then it, she changed her mind.
she was like, "Wait, actually, no, that makes sense. That actually
Yeah.
makes sense." She was like, "Wait, maybe
Right.
I will work with Andy." And it's like, see, the chaos and bisexuality is not always negative.
Right. No, she was so ready to shut him down, and it was really funny that you say that, because I noticed that too. I'm like, wait, like that's a great thing. Why is she saying no? And then she corrected, and I was like, okay, maybe she just didn't think that something, like you said, good was gonna come out of Andy's mouth. She's like, wait, no, this is a horrible idea. Actually,
Actually,
it might be horrible for you.
That could be a good idea.
For me.
Wow, okay. You know, like, but in her defense, Andy is the person that found the Beware Advantage and put it back. So, look.
But he at the end of the day, at least it was gone. That's my thing that I said about Andy. I was like,
that's true.
And Sam found that with another person there, so he couldn't even keep it a secret like Andy did. I was like, the only thing wrong Andy did was put it back.
Yeah, he should have been more confident. I feel like he was trying to do something different or whatever, and it's a reason why we didn't leave it. Like, I mean, I found my Beware Advantage with Brandon. It's scary, but you don't leave it. You know? At that point, you just got to accept your, you know, survivor God moment and keep it pushing. Hope that, you know, you don't go out in flames. But yeah,
it would
I would
have been
say
tough though, because they were literally babysitting him.
That's
so
true.
What do you do? Do you go and like
come
get
back
it even
and
you have a babysitter?
I mean, put it in your pants, come back and ask, tell them that you went to the bathroom. You gotta lie. Straight up. You gotta lie, because it was on Sam for leaving him alone. And really, him being gone is what made them suspicious in the first place and had them start looking. So honestly, had he had just came back, been calm, he didn't have to look at it for another day. You know what I'm saying? There's no rule that says you have to read it right then.
Okay.
You know, you can't put it back, and you have to do what it says. That's the rule. So really, until you open it, you know, production, you know, they do pressure you a little bit. Okay, open it. Okay, read it. You know, but there's no rule that says you have to. Just saying. But my chaotic bi moment is Andy again, but it's when he's peeping the drama between Annika and Sam. He's clocking it, and he's just like, you know, like, okay. So that was funny. I mean, honestly, it was more chaotic for Annika and Sam than it was for Andy, but the fact that he was like, you could tell he's relishing in the drama of it, it was really, really funny to watch. So yeah, I loved that. And hopefully we see him play into that more and try to maybe pit them against each other, try to prove that he can be, like, you know, into his strategic bag a little bit more. So we'll see on that. But yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a whole new day, a whole new Andy.
Definitely. Definitely. It's looking up.
It's looking up. All right. Well, Sabaya.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that's it for episode 3. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Asia, I love you.
Yes, we love
so,
you,
it
Asia.
It was so hard to see, like, and she was so sad, and obviously, you know, if it's not a blind side to everyone else but you, it feels, I don't know. It was really hard to watch, and then she was very upset, you know, Saul, she called out Saul. He obviously didn't vote for her, but that was hard. I really hope that she gets another chance. Great player, outstanding. I don't really feel like she did anything dramatically wrong. It was just kind of like how the cards fell in that moment.
You will be back to Black by Reality to talk about Love is Blind season 7.
Yes. I started watching this week. So far, so good. I'm not going to say anything about it, but I'm definitely excited to come back and talk to you about it, of course. Okay. Thank you so much for having me,
as usual. Of course. And thank you guys for watching and or listening. Please like, comment, subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you are on our podcast apps, which we are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please write a review. I do not ask enough.
Right.
Please rate and review and just tell a friend. That would be so, so helpful. Other than that, I just hope you guys out there feel very visible. I see you, and have a good one. Boom.